With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The rift between the U.S. and Israel grows wider as President Biden criticizes Prime Minister Netanyahu's conduct of the Gaza war. Mr. Biden telling Univision, quote, "What he's doing is a mistake. I don't agree with his approach." And Biden is once again demanding that Israel agree to a ceasefire. It's a pause that Israel says would only give Hamas time to regroup. The FBI says a plot to carry out a mass attack on churches in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, has been foiled.
Alexander Scott Mercurio had planned to attack churches in northern Idaho City using a metal pipe, butane fuel, a machete, and possibly his father's guns. Authorities say Mercurio converted to Islam against his Christian parents' wishes and was in contact with FBI informants posing as Islamic State group supporters. In sworn testimony from one FBI agent, Mercurio said he intended to incapacitate his father with the pipe, handcuff him, and steal his guns and carry out the attack. Law enforcement moved to arrest Mercurio after he sent an audio file to the informant pledging his allegiance to the Islamic State group. If he's convicted, he could face up to 20 years in prison. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at SRNNews.com, Arizona's Supreme Court has ruled the state can enforce an 1864 law outlawing abortion except when a mother's life is at risk. In November, Arizona voters will decide the abortion issue in a referendum. A former longtime executive in Donald Trump's real estate empire set to be sentenced for perjury, the ex-president's New York civil fraud case. Alan Weisselberg expected to be sentenced today to 5 months in jail. We'll get the latest reading on inflation later this morning when the Consumer Price Index for March is released, expected to show that inflation continues running significantly above the Fed's 2% target rate. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 45 points, NASDAQ futures down 4. This is SRN News. A new poll on fasting.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that a little more than 1 in 5 Americans fast for religious reasons on a regular basis. Muslims are the group most likely to go without eating as part of their faith. 80% say they do so during the month of Ramadan. 49% of Jewish Americans fast regularly, as do 40% of Catholics. The Pew study finds that about 16% of evangelical Christians fast. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More than 250 Holocaust survivors have joined an international initiative to share their stories of loss and survival with students around the globe during a time of rising anti-Semitism. The Survivors Speakers Bureau was launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. In the U.S. and Germany, educational institutions can invite survivors to personally speak in classrooms and university lecture halls. Educators in other countries can request video conferences. This is SRN News. The Pentagon is looking to take aerial warfare to the next level.
The Air Force is betting a large part of its future air warfare on a fleet of more than 1,000 autonomously operated drones. The service has been tight-lipped on what the fleet of drones will look like in size or platform, whether they will be full-size warplanes or something smaller. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall told senators at a hearing on the service's 2025 budget that he will enter the cockpit of one of the F-16s that the service has converted for drone flight to see for himself how the AI-controlled plane performs in the air. A pilot will join him to monitor. I'm Norman Hall.
The Postal Service wants to hike the cost of a first-class stamp again. If approved, the price of a stamp would be going from 68 to 73 cents. The 5-cent increase for the Forever stamp would take effect July 14th if approved. More details at SRNNews.com.